fashioned up, but it doesn't have to be that light color.
Ever heard an old-fashioned word for that?
Counterpin.
Counterpin?
Yeah.
Was that just the same thing?
A counterpin, no, it's not the same thing. They have what you call bedspreads and counterpins. They're both answers for the same thing. But the counterpin is supposed to be more nicer than the bedspread. Of course, I saw some nice pretty bedspreads. But a counterpin is heavier than a bedspread, if I understand it right. And much nicer. Made out of better material.
That's it. Talking about beds, have you ever seen something kind of like a pillow, but longer than a
bolster?
Yeah.
Yeah, got a bolster. I slept on one year before last. Bolster.
So they're not just used for looks, but you can actually sleep on
them? Actually sleep on them, yeah. Three can sleep on them. All right, I'm heading for three.
Three?
Whether reach clean across the bed, big bed.
Yes, sir.
Well, three could sleep on that.
I see.
Hmm.
Have you ever been at somebody's house, maybe if you were spending the night, and they fix a place for you?
Pallet. Just down a pallet. Yeah. Pallets, yeah. I've slept on a menu.
What were those things made out of?
Big heavy quilts, mostly. Yeah. What they put down next to the floor.
I see. Say, around here, do y'all have any kind of a flat, low-lying land along the river that's real good land for growing things?
That's called dark rich land. It would be really rich. But because of the leaves and the mud mixing and settling, that's why that is. And it accumulates back in the ground and makes rich dirt.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call really good soil anything special? Maybe like gumbo or buckshot or something like that?
No, I never have. I mean, just to hear them say a special ground, so that's especially rich yonder. It's better a piece of land here than it is over there.
What about sandy soil? Would that be good or bad?
It's good. But it's only some things that you can raise in sandy land. And you'd have to have sandy land. Some things are raised better in sandy land than they will in the rich land. Some of the vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah. And you take the spinosaurus for peas, and they'll raise most anywhere you put them. And you better not make them too rich, because they go mostly to vines sometimes. Well, at a certain time you plant them and they'll all go to vines and you won't get no peas. Just be vines.
Yes,
certain time of the moon.
Yes, sir.
But if you plant them peas in this sandy land in time, well, you're going to really matter. And sandy land's easier till there's some land, sandy land, it won't grow anything harder. But just, a lot of it is heavy sand. Do the work. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of land around here that you call bottom land or?
Yeah, we have. Sure have. Down next to this pond is bottom land. And all this land is practically bottom land. It's all rich and good.
Yeah.
My father tells me that there wasn't but one or two houses here in Baymanette, or three anyway, mostly whenever it had set up. And he said this all was just about a pond, and they've hauled this dirt in and built up this place.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
That's it.
Built a town here.
You know, talking about a land that's real grassy land, have you ever heard people around here use the word meadow to describe that?
No.